It's time. 31 Days, 31 Podcast. 31 Days, 31 Podcast. Prepare yourself for helpful snowman quadrilling.
So today we're going to do a little meditation practice. I've heard that these guided meditation podcasts are very popular. And so today we're going to engage in a practice called Maranasati. Maranasati. Marinating. Let's just call it marinating. This is specifically a Buddhist practice, and it's kind of a meditation of death, mindfulness of death, death awareness. And sometimes, you know, people would meditate over, you know, they would have skeletons on display in the meditation halls, or they would even go to a cemetery and that kind of thing and meditate near a corpse. And so there's specifically 9 things to be thinking about. They're kind of like 9 stages of corpse decomposition to specifically consider as you meditate. So, go into a, should I find some like meditation music, I guess? Meditation music. I'm going to just put in meditation music Halloween, because I don't know if that's creepy, scary Halloween music meditation. What is this going to be? What is this even going to be, right? Like, who knows? Let's see. This doesn't seem creepy to me. I feel like the Grudge is going to pop out. All right. Well, this will work. So, find a comfortable spot. Have a seat. Take a couple breaths. I'm going to have you take a couple breaths. And as you breathe in, I want you to think about all of your concerns and cares attaching to that breath. And as you breathe it out, your cares and concerns go with it. Breathe in and breathe out. Do that a few more times. I'll wait. Now, along the way here, I'm going to guide you through some specific images. So let's start with image number 1, which is a corpse that is swollen, blue, and festering. So just consider, have your eyes closed, think about a swollen, blue, festering corpse. That'll be a nice way to go through your day. And now that you've thought about that, we'll go on to part 2. A corpse that is being eaten by crows, hawks, vultures, dogs, jackals, or by different kinds of worms. I don't know if that means all at the same time. It's kind of a little, like, animal party happening on a corpse. Crows, hawks, vultures, dogs, jackals, or by different kinds of worms. Ooh, the worms. For some reason, the worms are grosser to me. I feel like I've seen plenty of movies with, like, a crow or a vulture, like, pulling out some dude's eye or something. Or, I don't know, some gross shit like that. But, the worms. Crawl in, the worms crawl out. That's pretty gross. It's a little mantra for you there. Part 3 is a corpse that is reduced to a skeleton together with some flesh and blood held in by the tendons. Mostly a skeleton, but still pretty gross. Gross enough, I guess, that the crows, hawks, vultures, dogs, jackals, and worms have all left. Different kinds of worms, too. I like that it's like, it's not just all one kind of worm, all kinds of gross worms. Stage 4. I feel like we've advanced a lot in stage 4 already. Reduced to a blood-besmeared skeleton without flesh, but held in by the tendons. So I guess this is a skeleton, as we're used to seeing. But it's stained red with blood. A rusty skeleton. Rusty Skeleton was a great comedian back in the 20s. Stage 5. A corpse that is reduced to a skeleton, held in by the tendons, but without flesh, and not besmeared with blood. So this is your very Halloween-y skeleton. Everything's still together, but it's not besmeared with blood. It's clean. Nice and clean. Skeleton. That's how I like my skeletons. I feel like that's like a, difference in a rating scale, like for movies, right? Like a skeleton, it's like, you could still be G-rated with a skeleton. And it's like, you put a little blood on there, and it's like, that's PG. And then some flesh, and you're like, okay, that's a PG-13, buddy. Don't push it. Part 6. A corpse that is reduced to bones, gone loose, scattered in all directions. So it's just all over the place. Just a pile of bones. Scattered about. Peacefully. Okay, this is meditation, so make it a peaceful scattering pile. Number 7. A corpse that is reduced to bones, white in color, like a conch. Or conch. I understand from things like NPR that the correct pronunciation is conch, but I'm like, it looks exactly like conch. I don't take a rest on the couch when I get home. I don't kick back on a sofa or a couch. I sit on a couch. Number 8. A corpse that is reduced to bones more than a year old, heaped together. It's kind of a pile of bones swept together. Heaped. I like heaped. It's just like, just kind of there. And finally, number 9. A corpse that is reduced to bones, gone rotten and become dust. So there you go. The bones have rotted. There's dust. There's basically nothing left. Boom. Well, there you go. And now, breathe in. And breathe out. And the next breaths you take, think about re-entering the, busy hubbub of the world, but as a calmer person, because you've been sitting here thinking about a corpse.